An Australian university is launching a not-for-profit record label in the hopes of promoting music that could otherwise be forgotten. The composer behind the project says it's becoming increasingly hard for musicians to get recording deals because of digital distribution. And it's particularly affecting artists who don't make mainstream music. Sarah Sedgi reports.
Kim Cunio is a composer who considers himself fortunate to have had the career he's had. He's also a senior lecturer in composition and a convener of musicology at the Australian National University. And now he's working with the ANU Press to set up a not-for-profit music label, something he says will be unique.
I think this is the mystery in the whole recording industry. We have this idea that in most record labels, there's, you know, some man or woman in an office who has a pile of records to listen to, and if they like that one in a thousand, they get famous. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have a register of peers. So in every style of music we work in, we're going to look for people whose work we already admire. And those people are going to be involved in what we call peer reviewing, things that come in. So the idea is, if you're making stuff that your peers think is good, we as a label will be able to support you.
The new label will launch in 2019, providing free distribution of music and research.
The idea that, you know, the record industry, it's seen better days. It's not to say it's dead yet, but we're going to do this thing where money's not the primary focus of it. Really great art is. So we're going to be looking for all sorts of musicians in all sorts of genres to make their very best music.
Dr. Cunio says the venture has come about because digital distribution of music is making it harder for many artists to get deals with record labels. He says that's particularly true for musicians who don't make mainstream music. And recent research from the Australian Council for the Arts has found that the average income for professional artists in Australia, including musicians, is about 21% below the workforce average.
I saw myself as one of the lucky ones. But I look at people I know. I know some incredible musicians who've had, maybe they've had publishing deals at some point in their career or record deals at some point, but rarely do they last more than 5 to 10 years. And so then suddenly they're on their own and they're going, how do I sustain this career? And I see this label as the label that can break through really significant people who might be ignored by the mainstream industry, or the ones that can look after some of these people who've fallen through the cracks. Because we're looking to find the people whose music is still truly excellent, truly innovative, and, you know, something maybe quite beautiful. We hope something really remarkable can happen.
Composer Dr. Kim Cunio, ending Sarah Sedgi's report.